This is PAD's 25th year. It's a big year for us. We've had our fair share of trials and tribs, and when you're talking about joys and sorrows, the life of a not-profit is difficult, and especially in today's economy. So we're very thankful for your support of our program because we do great work. A joy for me is that I used to run PADS from 1995 to 2002. After 7 years, I left very weary, and I feel absolutely blessed to have been asked to come back to PADS this past February and restart my role as executive director. So this program is near and dear to my heart, so I'm thrilled to be back. PADS places three types of dogs. We train service dogs for people with physical disabilities. That may be someone in a wheelchair, someone that has had a stroke, multiple sclerosis. There's a variety of disabilities that we service, and it's basically if the dogs can provide a level of assistance and provide greater independence, then that is a potential candidate for our program. We also train hearing dogs for the deaf and hard of hearing. Those dogs are taught to alert to basic sounds within the home. Doorbells, smoke alarms, alarm clocks, they will alert their clients and they'll run and guide them to the sound so they know what's going off in their home. We also train and place CAI, it's called canine assisted intervention dogs. And CAI dogs are placed with professionals in the field, primarily healthcare professionals, and the dogs are providing a service of support. Tartan is such a ham, you can't help but smile at him. But as CAI dogs, we have in a lot of different placements throughout the Lower Mainland. We have Poppy at Children's Hospice at Canuck Place. We have Fraser at Children's Hospital. We have Caber, he's with the Trauma Canine Unit with Delta Police. These dogs are raised and trained for 2 years. And although not everyone has the special attributes to be a service dog like Skyler, they still have an incredible service that they can fulfill. So that's when we look at placing dogs with the healthcare field. I'm very excited. My dream 10 years ago was to expand our alert program, and we're now working on starting to train diabetic dogs for people with type 1 diabetes. Those are people that do not have any level of awareness that they're going into insulin reaction. And it is life-threatening. So our hearing dog program is going to expand into diabetic, and our dogs will alert somebody that they're needing to take some insulin. In our 25 years, we have trained over 500 dogs. Unfortunately, not have all made it, but that is a lot of dogs in our lifetime for a small grassroots program that was working out of a garage to today, where we have a training staff of 9. We have 77 working teams out there in the region. We service Western Canada, and currently we have 46 dogs in training, and we're very excited that we have two girls just about to have two litters of puppies. So this is kind of a renewed, it's our 25th year, but it's also a year of renew and reborn. We had a lot of programs that had to be cut back due to tough economic times and lack of funding. So we are, because of our dedicated donors and our volunteers, people are committed to helping us, and we're so appreciative for that. So it's really nice to have new babies coming up again. We are 100% funded by donations. We get some money from gaming, so when you have a budget of upwards of $1 million and you're starting at ground zero every year, it's on March 1st, it's quite a stressful day. And so that's why we're so thankful for your support. Just a couple things. Normally what we do is when we give speak about PADS, we talk and then we have a question and answer period, but today we're not going to do that. We're going to join you for coffee downstairs. And as we mentioned earlier, the scratching the dogs, no, except for Tartan. Tartan would greatly appreciate a scratch or two. But proper public etiquette, and I thank you for being so aware and acknowledging it, is that when somebody is out there with a working dog, it's best that you just say a polite hello and not touch the dog. If the dog was to be distracted throughout the day nonstop, it becomes a difficulty for our handler. So I would like to, Sarah, before I pass the mic over to Sarah, I'd like to share a little story about myself. When I first started with PADS, I was asked to go to a Garth Brooks concert with our first service dog client. And I was so excited. I got these tickets because she did so much for PADS, and it was just my little thank you to her. And so the day before the concert, she said, "You and I are both going to go in wheelchairs." And I've always been very comfortable around people with disabilities. I used to coach kids with at therapeutic riding, and actually Nicole, when she was much younger, was one of our students on the Saturdays. Makes me feel a little bit elderly now, but years later. But anyway, so I was very comfortable around people in wheelchairs. It really didn't faze me. And so I said, sure, fine, we'll go to this concert and I'll go in a wheelchair. So we headed down to the auditorium and we were just going around. Everybody was happy. Everybody was excited going to see Garth Brooks. It's a great day. And everybody had big smiles on their faces, including me. And I was just rolling down the corridor. Lisa and Kiwi were way ahead of me. She had a power chair. But what I noticed is, as people were coming up towards me, they had a big smile on my face. They looked at me, and they lost their smile, and they looked away. It was a real reality check for me. I was quite astounded that people had that type of reaction to me in a wheelchair. I had gone outside, and a lot of people just moved away from me. So I came back. Lisa was already in her place, and I came, and I was telling her about the people's reaction, and I was just astounded. So she said, just wait. And at the intermission, I said, okay, I'm going to go to the washroom. And she says, no, you take Kiwi. The wheelchair accessible washroom was literally just across the corridor. It took me almost the whole intermission to get to the washroom because everybody wanted to stop and talk to me and meet my dog. So it's not only that these dogs assist with daily tasks, what Sarah will tell you all about, but it's really a communication icebreaker. It's a sad reality that that's so. But these wonderful dogs do more than just become the arms and legs of the clients. They also allow people to get through their own personal barriers to come and talk to our clients, which I think is unbelievable and wonderful. So with that, I will introduce you to Sarah and Skylar. Sarah's had two, this is her second dog from PADS. So I'll let you hear all about it from Sarah.
Awesome. All right, well, my journey with PADS started in 2004. My first dog I got was Leo, and he was also a golden retriever. And he basically brought me out of my shell. The training at PADS and the family that we have with PADS is just amazing. And I went through a two-week training course with Leo, and I learned all the commands that he knew. I learned how to command him to pick things up, open and close doors, turn it off and on the lights, get the phone, and push automatic buttons, as well as operate his obedience commands. And the team training basically gave me my confidence. Before I came to PADS, I was really shy and I didn't do anything like this. So since being involved with PADS, I've been doing things like this. And Leo was actually the ring bearer at my husband's and my wedding. And it was absolutely amazing. I wish I had pictures to show you. It was just an honor. And so Leo is now retired, and he lives up in Armstrong. He's 10 years old, and now I have Skylar. And Skylar and I have a really interesting story. We were actually both looking for people, or looking for each other, I should say. And we were matched because Skylar was looking for a human. She's 7 years old, so she's been with somebody before me, and I just feel like it was fate that brought us together, and I'm so blessed to have her. And so Skylar and I have done so much together, and she's just a miracle for me. My life with her has changed. Sorry, just thinking about it makes me so happy.
I think the next hymn is quite appropriate because it says we laugh, we cry. Well, we do that.
Yes.
We do that an awful lot at PADS.
Yes, and she definitely makes me laugh and cry. We have great times together. So her and I have done a lot for PADS. I actually started working at PADS with Leo. So with these dogs, I actually got my first job. And so it's been absolutely amazing. The family at PADS has been great. So basically, Skylar has allowed me, just to give you a scenario, before I had a service dog, I went a lot on the SkyTrain and the bus to get around because I can't drive. And so before, if I dropped my wallet, I was completely nervous to ask a stranger to pick it up for me. So these dogs allow me not to have to do that and feel safer. And so she'll pick up things for me about 10 to 20 times a day because I'm a klutz and I drop a lot of things. And so she will actually help my husband and I before we go to bed. Matt doesn't have to get out of his chair, out of the bed anymore. She actually will go over within about 10 or 20 seconds and turn off the light right before we go to sleep. And before that, I had to rely on calling somebody to do that. So those are the kinds of things that she does for us. They're little things in other people's eyes, but for us, it's just a huge thing. And actually, Leo worked for both of us, so Leo would pull Matt in his wheelchair as well as help him walk. So that was amazing. Skylar is a one-on-one girl. She loves love, and she loves to be with me all the time. So she does help both of us once in a while, but I have main public access with her. And like I said, she's brought so much to my life. I now have a job, and her and I go out, and we mentor people with disabilities and things like that. So it's been amazing. Like, the whole program of PADS has just given me confidence and just enhanced my life so much, and it's just absolutely amazing. Actually, the other day when I was at PADS, I taught Skylar how to flush the toilet for the first time. So that was a really big thing for us. It was amazing, and I'm just so proud of her. She's so willing to learn, and she was one of the first dogs trained to do the clicker training with her trainer, Margaret. So it's just really special for me to be able to have her in my life, and just the all-around story of how we became together in this pair for Skylar and I, and everything. It's just been amazing, and I every day when I wake up, I just have courage, and I love to just look after her, and it gives me a sense of meaning and stuff. Not that I don't have meaning without her, but just to have that extra thing to get up in the morning with, and motivation, to have a smile on my face and motivate her to do things, is just absolutely awesome. And I know that we don't have a lot of time here, but I am going to purposely drop something so she can pick it up for me, just so you guys can see one of the things that she does every day for me. Yes, good girl. I know. Let's go. Good girl. Look. Get it. I know you have to shake first. It's almost like a habit for her. She just shakes first and then she does it. Skylar, look. Get it. That's it. Good girl. Hold. Yep. Bring it here. Good girl. Foot. Hold. Hold. Give. Good job. Good girl. So she does that for me almost 20, I would say honestly 20 times a day. She really does, because everything always slips off my lap. And the thing with Skylar is she's a retrieving machine. She loves to retrieve. She will retrieve anything, to the point where if, like, my socks are on the couch from folding the laundry or something like that, she will actually go over and she'll be like, here, Mom, here's your socks. So it's awesome. The thing about these PADS dogs is that they would not be in service if they didn't like working. That's why so many of them don't make it in the program, because PADS really does take the time to make sure that you have the right match for you. And the dogs, every dog goes to a great home. And I can't thank PADS enough. And I can't thank you enough for supporting, because without people like you, PADS wouldn't exist. So I really appreciate you having us here today, and I look forward to meeting you and talking with you in person. Thank you.